All right. We're talking with Brett Blackout Scott, vocals to the band Vanlade. And how you doing tonight, Brett?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
And you're based out of where?
Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay. And how long has Vanlade been a band?
Vanlade, I joined the band around 2009, I want to say. It's been a band since like 2006. So it's been going on since really our high school years. You know what I mean? I think Nick and Zach formed the band. We've all been friends, you know, for our school years and everything. They formed the band. They were like 16 and 17, you know. So it's been going for a long, long time. But when I joined 2009 and 2010, we started kind of gaining a little bit of traction. And then we had our first album in 2012. And then our second album we just released last year.
Yeah, and it's an excellent, excellent record.
Hey, thank you.
I was seriously blown away by it. I mean, it's rare I listen to something and A, can listen through the whole thing without, you know, feeling like, okay, I get the idea.
Yeah.
And B, where I was just like, wow, this just keeps getting better. There wasn't a bad track on here.
Well, that's super cool to hear, and I really appreciate that, man.
And the new CD is called Rage of the Gods.
Yes, sir.
And it's just old school power metal, really.
Yeah, yeah, that's we've always been aiming for that sort of really melodic, but still really fast and heavy, you know what I mean? So, this is where we've kind of been able to meld our influences and show, you know, present ourselves the best on this album.
And even though you have that old school sound, you don't sound like a dated band. I mean, you sound modern.
Good, that's awesome. Thank you.
And your voice is damn impressive.
I appreciate it.
Is this the first band you've sang for?
It is, yeah. Like, I joined, I was like 18 when I joined. And some of the very, very early recordings, like demos and things, you can tell, like, just through playing shows and you know, practicing all these years, it's kind of just my voice has naturally progressed. And, you know, I think it's worked out pretty well.
So no training or anything?
No, it's all just, I'm kind of guessing. And I'm sure, who knows, in 20 years, maybe that's not the best idea. But, you know, I'm really happy with the sound we've been able to get as a unit. And I think that we've been doing pretty well for ourselves.
Cool. Now, as far as touring and stuff, what have you done so far?
The longest tour we've done was last year in October. It was about 2 weeks. Basically, we hit everything in between, you know, Kansas City to the West Coast and then back. This year, we're going to do sort of a similar loop. We're going around for the Frost and Fire Festival, which is out in Ventura, California. That's got Cirith Ungol is reforming, Night Demon, Visigoth, White Wizard is getting back together. So it's,
nice.
Yeah, pretty awesome show, and we're really stoked for it. But yeah, we'll do another 2 week thing out west. So if you're, you know, kind of in between Kansas City and California, be on the lookout for that.
Cool. Where's the name of the band come from? I noticed your guitar player uses it as his last name. Is that his actual last name?
I'm supposed to say yes, but no. You got it. It's Norse mythology. He's a character, if I'm getting this right, he was a Swedish king. And I'm not exactly sure his story, but honestly, the band name came from, this was before I was in the band. The band was called Vampire with a Y, which is just kind of a super cheesy name, you know?
It's been used before.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. And they had this cool V logo, though. So when it was time to change the name, they were like, you know, they still wanted the V, so.
Right.
So I think it was a Wikipedia search to Vanlade. But I mean, it's original and it seems catchy enough, unique enough. I think it works.
Yeah, yeah. And it fits the style of music you're playing.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like a rock band.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like a power metal band on top of that.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
And you've opened for a bunch of big name bands over the years.
Yeah. I don't know. I could name drop for a while. Let me think. The coolest. My favorites are like Death Angel. They're one of my favorites. White Wizard and Holy Grail. A few times each of those.
Cool.
I don't know. Forbidden. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do this off the top of my head.
What was your favorite? Was Death Angel your favorite as far as bands you've opened for?
They were some of my favorite, and that was really early in our career. So we were young, and Death Angel were like, you know, always one of my favorites. So that was really cool. Let me think. Yeah, I would go with that one.
All right.
Unless I had a list in front of me.
Who writes the lyrics for the band?
I do. Okay. 95% of them. Zach helps with a little bit.
So where does the lyrical inspiration come from?
You know, for Rage of the Gods, we kind of we came up with a story. It's really just based around this kind of story we created, and the songs kind of loosely fit into it. It's about a wanderer who basically, go away, dog. Basically, basically finds this, this like mountain god, and becomes its follower and becomes like the herald of his word and everything like that. Then he goes off and tries to essentially impose his will on the rest of the world. So it's kind of him evolving from this kind of innocent character who thinks he's kind of found the light into this kind of corrupt king and then like a god himself in the end. So it's kind of a big epic, you know, in one album. And I know I did a really, really poor job of explaining it just then, but that's sort of the general idea.
Well, people should go get the album and listen.
Yeah, for sure. See if you can gather some semblance of a story.
Now, is this out on a label, or do you guys self-release this?
We sort of did a half and half. We self-released it in North America, and then we have overseas Metalizer Records is helping us do a distribution thing. Basically, we handle all distribution for North America independently, and then they distribute essentially Europe, Asia, wherever, you know, internationally. Mm-hmm. So we did that kind of because when we did our first album, we went through Storm Spell, and they did a great job. You know, there's no complaints, but it was a distribution deal, which basically means we're going to license this to you. You print whatever you print this number and then sell them, and all the profits are yours. Mm-hmm. So this time around, we were kind of like, you know, why don't we see if we can do this ourselves using our own tools? And then Metalizer came along as an idea just to kind of have an extra hand over in Europe where we don't have much reach.
Right, right. I would think your sound would go over really well in Europe.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah, that's kind of why we went with the Metalizer thing, because they're, you know, kind of central in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's kind of just someone over there kind of putting our name out there more than anything. You know, we don't see the money from what they sell, but they're doing that, you know, essentially everyone they convert is a fan. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
New person, a new place.
And maybe eventually you can get to tour over there.
Yeah, hopefully.
How many members are in the band total?
There's five. Two guitar players, bass, drums, and then me, singer.
Are you the newest addition?
I'm not, actually. I joined. So it was Nick and Zach with a couple other guys. I joined, and then a drummer joined around the same time. His name was CeCe. And he stuck around. He actually just left last year. And then we got Nolan Weber, who was kind of our, like, a session tour drummer for a long time. So he fit in really well. And then we've gone through a couple different second guitar players. And then we finally got Vince maybe 3 years ago now. So, the lineup, it's sort of changed around a bit over the last couple years, but I think we've kind of found a really solid one.
Do you have similar musical influences, or is it really diverse?
It's pretty similar. I would say, that's a good question. You know, we grew up kind of listening to the same music, me, Zach, and Nick. You know, like I said, we were friends in high school. We listened to a lot of thrash metal and, like, power metal and stuff like that. And that's really where it all came from. I come from more of, like, a classic rock background, bands like Boston and Foreigner, and then Rush and stuff like that, Van Halen. And then Nick actually got me into, in middle school, Nick got me into like Iron Maiden and stuff like that. He's always been into heavier music. And then Nolan probably has the most different taste out of all of us, because he's like traditionally more of a death metal player. When we met him, he played in a black metal band actually called Typhon out in Wichita. Oh. And so that's kind of how we became friends with him. And we've played around with him for a while. And now he plays in a band called Garroted. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say I'm having internet connection. But anyways, now he plays in a death metal band called Garroted. He's into a lot more extreme metal stuff than the rest of us.
All right. Okay. What have been your favorite moments with this band so far?
Definitely touring, I would say. I mean, especially me, Nick, and Zach, we've been together for so long. We've got a really, really tight bond. You know what I mean? So getting to hang out in a van with basically your four best friends for, you know, however many weeks at a time, it's just like, it's kind of like a fantasy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So any time we get to hit the road is my favorite.
And after this tour, what's coming next? Are you working on another record or looking to do more tours?
Yeah, we're actually, right now we're in the studio doing a covers album.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a lot of kind of classic rock and old school metal stuff. And that'll be ready in October for our tour. In the meantime, we're still writing for our third album. So once we get back from our tour, we'll probably start really cranking out the rest of these songs, and then we'll get in the studio as soon as we can. And then our goal will be to hit the East Coast in probably 2017. That would have been our 2016 goal, but we got booked on Frost and Fire out west. So
yeah, and that's a great festival.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we changed direct trajectory a little bit, but we'll be definitely going to the East Coast. You know, that'll be our next target.
Okay. All right. Where can people find you guys on the internet?
Facebook is the best place. Just facebook.com/vanlade, VANLADE. And then we've got a Bandcamp where you can listen to everything we've got. And yeah, really the Facebook, it has all of our information. That's where you can contact us and keep up with us. Yeah.
Okay. And online, are the albums available online?
They are. Yeah. You can, there will be a link on our Facebook. You can buy it off of CD Baby, or you can do a digital download off of our Bandcamp.
Okay, cool. Anything else people should know about Vanlade?
Just be on the lookout. Check out Rage of the Gods. We just released it last year. We've been getting some pretty good feedback from it. And yeah, be on the lookout. We'll be hitting out west this October. And then, yeah, well, then we'll be doing our third album after that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brett.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.